Welcome back to the Beast Gain Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at the sequel, a very surprising movie, which was It. This is It Chapter 2. Very disappointing. Directed by Andy Muschietti. Did the first movie. He also did Mama, which is one of James's favorites, and also the remake of that, which was an American remake. It's written by Gary Dauberman, which I believe he did the first movie, and also it's based on a novel by Stephen King. It was a Stephen King book. This one stars James McAvoy, Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader. The synopsis is 27 years after the first encounter with the terrifying Pennywise, the Losers Club have grown and moved away until a devastating phone call brings them back. So, again, this is a sequel, and as the synopsis stated, there's a transition of time that has happened in between the first movie and this one. So, the first movie was children battling it. And in this one, you have middle-aged people battling it. The movie starts off with this very bad pandering scene that's supposed to get people riled up and angry. When I was looking at this scene, it is out of place for the whole entire movie. But again, people with their moments will likely see some value in that. But it's completely out of place. So one character gets beat up, thrown off a bridge. That person's better half is looking for them, and all of a sudden, Pennywise is there scooping them up. As with the first movie, there's a cycle of time that happens when Pennywise shows up. It's supposed to be 27 years, and what happens in between that, people forget that all of a sudden people have died. So for the characters, the main characters, they've moved on in life, except for one character who is Mike Isaiah Mustafa. He has dedicated his life to trying to find out the whole backstory behind Pennywise and how to stop Pennywise. So he's the crazy guy that nobody listens to because he's just rambling on about stuff. So when that one character dies, he links all this stuff back to Pennywise that, oh my God, Pennywise is coming back. Tries to get in contact with all of the Losers Club who are now, again, middle-aged people. Then that just turns into something else where you start having these flashbacks between what might have happened in the first movie, what might have happened in between the first movie and this movie, and then the present day. So, Matt, what did you think of It Chapter 2?
I was disappointed in the movie. Mind you, I didn't follow the book, so I wasn't aware of how faithful it was to the book. I'm going to explain it from my point of view as far as being a casual fan of this. I felt they should have just ended it with the first movie. This movie, part two, seems like it served it a disjustice, if that's even a word. But some of the things just didn't make any sense to me. And then come to find out, talking to other people who actually read the book said it was somewhat true to the story plot. Is that true to what was in the book?
I don't know. James would know a little bit better because that's his forte. But for me, understand the first movie and how that translates to the first novel. And I guess there's some other more sexual stuff in the first book, but go ahead and finish your thoughts.
Some of the things didn't make any sense. Like the guy that was in the mental health facility.
So in the first movie, there was a one character that he was a bully, but also he was getting beat up by his dad. And I forget what that character's name was.
But for him to be broken out by, I'm going to assume, by it, and then a zombie to be waiting for him with the fence already cut out, and the zombie picking him up in a car.
Yeah.
WTF, when do zombies get driver's licenses? Is there something I'm missing? Is there a period of time that I'm missing where zombies are picking up people from mental health institutions and cutting open gates and bypassing security?
Don't really understand that. And I watched that scene. I'm like, did I miss something? I think I might have been on my phone because I was already bored by that point, but go ahead.
And then towards the end of the movie, the three lights, I'm like, what? And I guess they were Indians or whoever these people were.
Yeah.
They know how to defeat it. And then on top of that, it is the Old Spice Man was the one that was able to figure it out?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I 100% do not get it at all.
Yeah. All right, so let me just go into my thoughts. I wouldn't say it was a dumb idea to make a sequel. It was a surprising movie. It had every chance to fail. It succeeded. No pun intended. I like the first movie. The first movie is a 9 to me. This movie is a 0. Mainly because everything is so formulaic. I dislike flashbacks. I dislike flashbacks that ruin movies. And this one is going back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward, back, forward. Even towards the end of the movie, back, forward, back, forward. You see these kids in middle school, high school or something. And then all of a sudden, present day, middle age, James McAvoy is still stuttering for no apparent reason.
He wasn't even stuttering in the beginning of the movie. Then all of a sudden he starts stuttering.
So all everything that happens, change? Yeah, everything that happens to the kids in the first movie, whether it be, you know, one character's father being abusive, another character just being bullied, all this stuff manifests itself in this movie. Present day people still embodying, I mean, again, James McAvoy's character had a stuttering problem, or he was so upset that he couldn't save his brother that he just goes around saving random kids in his neighborhood. At some point, I just kept getting up out of the movie theater because I was just bored. And then the movie's almost 3 hours long, mainly because all these flashbacks, they serve a purpose in the general scheme of the movie because they have to do something to tie in the original characters. They could have just left all that stuff out. If you had saw the first movie and know this is a sequel, just do this. Keep all the present day people. If James was one, I was going to bring something up to him that if you notice, like, a lot of the classic horror movies, A-level horror movies, they all involve children and teenagers. And a lot of the B-movies involve adults. And this one is a terrible movie just because everything hinges on, well, we have to go find all these pieces and bring all these pieces together. And then once we basically have the seance, we can defeat it. I'm just sitting there like, so you created a second movie for everyone to go on a scavenger hunt and then bring up all this Indio burial ground and other random stuff that, oh, well, if you get all these pieces and then put it in this pot and then say the words, all of a sudden it is defeated. Thinking to myself, why would you just really want to do a follow-up to this movie and do it so poorly? So, you have any thoughts about that, Matt?
I agree with you 100%. A lot of it was a lot of flashbacks, and I'm just like, why didn't they just have it flow chronologically and then have it like that? Rather than go back and forth, back and forth. Man, this is giving me a headache.
Yeah.
Just trying to catch up with a lot of this stuff. Like, why don't you just have it where, right where it left off, 5 years later or whatever, 27 years later, and then go from there, not back and forth. It made no sense to me why that was felt that that was the best way to tell this part of the story. It took a true and tried formula and they messed it up. I didn't think that you could mess up it. Holy crap, the thing is scary, but this, it devalued the franchise. If they had a part B, I wouldn't watch it.
And if you notice something, we haven't even brought up it. Nothing that it does is scary. Nothing that it does is creepy.
He's just funny because he does effed up things.
Yeah, it's supposed to be shocking and whatever else. And it's not even that much. It is just, hey, well, we have to do something scary at this point. So it does this to, again, people are flashing back to whatever issues that they had when they were children. It does something related to that. One character was overweight. So it teases the character. Okay. It is.
Is it an alien? What the hell is it? What is it?
I don't know. I could have swore they explained it in the first movie. I mean, again, I was like zoning out with this movie, and the movie is just way too long. It is 2 hours and 50 minutes from the time that it starts, from that pandering scene that doesn't serve a purpose in the whole grand scheme of the movie, but yay, yay, social justice. Okay, it's great, wonderful. Let's throw that in there. Then for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes, it is flashbacks, flash forwards, flashback. Oh, let's catch up on what the gang is doing now. Oh, man, except for Zaya Mustafa's character, he's just dedicated his life to living in Derry, Maine to try to figure out what's going on with it. It's like, hey, it's back. We haven't spoken in a while. I don't know if this is still your number. If you haven't spoken in a while, why do you have the person's cell phone number? Like, what has it been, 27 years? Wow. Yeah, it has been 27 years since I've been back here, but why do you still have my phone number? I don't know. Maybe I'm just putting up plot points that are plot holes. It's getting a zero for me. Matt, what is your score?
I'd give it a 3 because I enjoyed 1/3 of the movie. The other 2/3 of the movie, I'm just scratching my head because I don't understand the whole zombies and driver's license. I don't understand where exactly this monster came from. Apparently it came from outer space, preyed on fear, and then why are you preying on adults?
Yeah. So the movie ends with basically standing up to the bully. So if I just close my eyes...
They killed it by calling it names? WTF!
If I close my eyes...
Calling it names, you clown!
If I close my eyes and stand up to the bully, everything is okay. And that's the Beast Game Podcast. Oh, God. That's a stupid movie. Why do you do this? Why did you do this to me?
Fucking clown. You're a clown. You're just a fucking clown. And then he's like, oh. But other times, I mean, that clown was vicious, biting people's arms off and heads and shit.
And then one character dies.
He killed himself to unite people? That's fucking dumb as shit. Mind you,
that I forgot about that.
Why the fuck would he kill himself?
So, in the continued absurdity of this movie, there were a whole bunch of characters in the first. I forget how many. So, one character mysteriously killed himself, and no one knows why, which forces everyone to come back. Then, at the end of the movie, there is a letter, a suicide note, that says, I knew this was going to happen. I wanted to bring you guys back together. So rather than help you defeat this monster, I just took my life beforehand because I was too afraid.
Fucking killed himself. Dumbest shit ever.
And then Jessica Chastain's character is having visions about people dying. And all of a sudden she sees that person die. This was all silly. I don't have anything more else to say about this movie. I'm not even angry that I saw it, but it was a waste of my time. And spent $15 to go see it. And plus another $15, get a hot dog and some fries. So that's $30 to go see this movie. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Dude, there's just so many stupid plots on it. I'm just like, what the fuck? Once I saw the zombie fucking driving the car, I was like, I'm fucking...
I mean, at first I thought that was a hallucination, but no.
No, he fucking drove. Like, he probably was using turn signals.
He breaks the guy out of the mental health institution. And then he's like, let's roll, buddy.
And then you don't ever see that fucking monster again.
And then that's used as a cheap plot just to extend the time of the movie. Well, if we bring back the other character and all of a sudden he's crazy and he just is the foil to the rest of the characters trying to stop it. Okay. All right. So your podcast is over.
Whack is shit, dude. Fucking whack. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So, I just shook my head. I had to listen to other reviews, and they're like, oh, yeah, it's a great movie. And I'm like, what the fuck were they watching?
People are paid chills, and that's what you should listen to us. That's the Beast Game Podcast.
They must have been watching something else, because I definitely did not see the shit they were referring to.